Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, time's yours in about 15 minutes as we broadcast from Borgata on this Friday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ricci, along with Devin and Rhea and Seltzer. It's 94 WIP. All right, big weekend of sports stuff ahead. Rhea was obviously just touching on some of it. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. Brought to us, as I said, by Guided Door and Window, where you can receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years of payoff interest free. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Visit GoGuida.com. GUIDA.com. Well, Phil's series. Hopefully the Phil's clobber. The stinky White Sox. Sixers next. I mean, that's the biggest thing, obviously, because, you know, clock's ticking on Joel's career. How many seasons of prime action you're going to get? Of course, right now he doesn't even look prime, but maybe he can play his way back into better shape. And, look, I think this series is as simple as Joel. I really believe that. You get a near full Joel, you're going to win. You don't, you're going to lose. I think it's actually that simple. And then, of course, how are we preparing for the draft? Plus, you got NHL and NBA playoffs. So just a lot of good stuff across the landscape in America sports-wise this weekend. Let's get to Benny.
I like the stinky White Sox.
The stinky White Sox.
It really is appropriate.
Yeah. You know why, right, John?
Because they are Sox.
They've won three games.
What did they do that no one else has ever been known to do?
Mm-hmm.
They threw a championship.
Damn straight.
See, at least when the Eagles lose one, they just spit it up, you know? But they threw one. Think about that. That's outrageous.
You can't come back from that.
Can't come back from that.
Karmically devastating.
All right, Benny and Limerick. Good morning there, Benny.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Doing well.
A couple things, John. I think you are kind of in the camp of being Mr. Positive with the Sixers, and I'm starting to believe now, too, but I still need to see it from Joel and the rest of the team and some of the bench players.
You know, he will. I believe he'll get stronger as he learns to trust that knee, and he's going to need to because this Knicks team is no joke.
I just don't want to see him like you guys have been saying. I don't want to see him, you know, messing with the brace, thinking about it too much, and
right.
That's going to prevent him, you know, focusing on the game and taking over and taking control like we know he can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game where he's no longer, you know, finagling with the brace and that sort of thing. When it's out of his mind, that's when he'll start playing like the old Joel.
You know, Benny, one of the things, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but I think it has to be said about Joel that's always been frustrating, he has reestablished before where he looks great and normal, and then he'll slink right on back the next game. I mean, he's like a roller coaster. So
right, and I think the series where Maxie really leans into being that number two. If he's going to do it, now's the time.
Well, that's what you want. Look, you want to see Maxie be near Jalen Brunson territory. I don't think he's as good as Brunson, but you don't want to see him get smoked by Brunson. You want to see Maxie hang in there in that battle.
Well, you know, you want to see Maxie not lose confidence. He lost confidence again. You know, the good thing is the Knicks aren't going to be playing zone, an amorphous zone where that he doesn't exactly know what he's looking at. This is more, you know, traditional. And I don't expect he will look as lost and uncomfortable as he did against that Heat defense, yeah. The looks that they were giving him.
All right, Benny, what do you got on the Eagles there, bud?
I think we got to get towards midway through the season to really understand if we are a Super Bowl contending
team.
Sure. Yeah. This whole notion of being tired at the end of the season, unlike the Chiefs, like they do every year, you don't hear those excuses from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. You're getting it from Nick Sirianni in the front office. And, oh, these guys are tired.
Why are you tired? Why can't we mimic what the Chiefs do?
I don't know that Sirianni or Howie said that. I think a lot of fans said that. I think I speculated. I think there was a lag at a certain point. But that lag shouldn't last 7 or 8 weeks. That was also ridiculous. Benny, give me who or what is untouchable.
All right. I watched it most of my life growing up. I'm about 30. And it went on for decades. The Roadrunner was never caught by the Coyotes.
Good answer.
Wow. Is that true? Was he never caught?
I don't think he ever was.
Never caught, yeah.
That was one of my favorite cartoons.
But
was
he touched? I do think he was
touched.
I remember him being in cages, you know, where the coyote had somehow trapped him.
It's a good clarification,
and then he'd escape.
John. Good clarification.
Technically trapped doesn't necessarily mean touched, but I would imagine there was physical contact at some point.
You'd think.
Yeah, you would think. It is incredible how violent cartoons used to be. I assume they're not as violent anymore. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff.
They have video games for that show now.
They do. They do have that. Ray in Wilmington. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Ray.
Fantastic.
Hey, think about this, Ray. Remember when it just, like on a cartoon, where a giant hammer would appear and one guy would just hit the other one, bang, 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 and blam him on the head, and then there's like stars circling his head.
They drop anvils on a character. Yeah.
Boom.
Do you have an idea here?
Sorry,
John
go
just
ahead.
No,
go
my ahead, point Ray. Is, no, what Ray, what John just did is when he demonstrated that, he was like over my head banging me. I'm like, what are we getting at here? What are we doing? All right, Ray, good morning, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think we all can agree cartoons are not what they used to be.
You're right.
That is true.
I want to start with my answer. I think the legacy of Chase Utley.
Well, yeah, I mean, Utley's legacy is big time. There's no doubt. No doubt about that.
Just real quick about the field. I think the big hole they have is a big veteran bat off the bench. Still gives me nightmares to this day because I was at the game, but 2008 game four, Matt Stairs comes to mind. Yeah. I need to get a bat like that.
You know, Ray, it's hard to get. There's not that many of those guys, and I think they used to tend to be in the National League because you had a pitcher that would hit, and so that bench guy was more incentivized to be a National League player because he would get paid more. And, you know, most teams had one, and now it's a little bit more spread out across Major League Baseball. So I agree with you. They don't have a particularly strong bench with, like, a real true – and it doesn't even have to be a bopper. It can be Greg Gross.
It could be Whit Merrifield if he's who he is. Yeah,
that's right.
If he's supposed to be.
If he's who he's supposed to be. Yeah, you're right. All right, Ray, good call, man. Appreciate that. Let's go to Gary. He's calling from Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So that guy from New York, that just sounds like the typical elitist. We're so much better than you, Philadelphia and New Yorker. Oh, my God, Philadelphia. Ew.
Like, well, he was taking a shot. You know, I know. But I will say, Gary, his point resonated with me a little bit. Like, how late would be too late to get that enthused for chicken? I know John's point, and, you know, Devin and Ray were saying, well, it's also about missing the free throws. And I grant that. But
it's a late juncture of the game. He's bricking both of them. That's a huge plus for our team.
But would you guys acknowledge if you're down 20 with 4 minutes to go, it would be inappropriate to cheer
that? Yes, agree.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, just want to make sure. There is a point. Okay.
Unless you really like chicken.
And I do really like chicken.
At which point your priorities are misplaced.
Or you just really want your team to win.
How do you get the chicken? Do you just take your ticket?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Because
I
have a ticket.
I don't think you have to be at the game. I'm pretty sure it's...
anyone?
I don't think so. You have to be.
Need to look
game.
Into logistics.
But, Gary, I mean, Ree, I think you normally have like 24 hours or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's limited time.
Because they're trying to limit, you know.
Darn it.
I think, yeah, I know. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
Is it just me, or does Jalen Hurts sound like a prisoner of war? Like, I'm waiting for him the one day to say, I'm okay. Nobody's captured me.
Man, people are really going deep now. Well, I don't think it's that bad, but I get your point. He is a stoic,
oof,
and you're tired of it.
Yeah,
I'm a little tired of it. I am. Gary, give me who or what is untouchable.
Well, I thought James stole mine, but he didn't. And unless a complete game becomes a six-inning game, Cy Young 749 complete game.
Sure.
That's another
good one.
We'll
put that one down. Yeah, that's a great answer, too. All
right. So would you prefer that Jalen be inauthentic and talkative Jalen, even if it's fake? even if it feels forced? Because I don't want that, Jalen.
No, I don't want that.
I don't need Mr. Vibrant personality. You know, I want a guy who's tough. I want a guy who leads by example, for sure. I think that asking him to stretch too much is unrealistic.
Well, it probably is.
But you do have to ask him to stretch a tiny bit.
Some evolution, though, I'd appreciate.
I think there are other guys who can be leaders on this team, too, who can pick up some of the slack. Yeah. It doesn't always have to be exclusively the quarterback
true.
Who's the leader upon leaders.
But they also just lost at least two, if not three.
I know.
You know, like,
you need multiple guys to pick up leadership role
this
offseason. And it's Jalen is one of them, but he's not the only one.
All right, well, let's talk about Devontae. Hopefully he can, you know, do more of that, although he was clear when the audio we played earlier, he said, you know, don't expect me to talk, you know, much more just because I got paid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but Devontae also talked at his press conference. And this is this is the kind of answer what you're about to hear that I wish Jalen could give you more of this sometimes. I just feel like Jalen doesn't even go here often, if ever. Here's Devontae talking about obviously locking up in Philadelphia. His love of Philly. Look, I think some guys say it just to say it. When you listen to Devontae here, I believe it's real and it's said with conviction. Listen to Devontae talking about long-term in Philadelphia.
What's your view of playing in this city? What made you want to commit to...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing through 2028?
I understand, you know, expectations are high in the city. You know, the fans, they expect a lot of you. And when you're not playing up to it, they let you know. And me, being the person I am, I'm nobody's harder on me than myself. So, you know, nothing that fans say or things like that can actually get to me. And, I mean, I embrace it. I embrace it because it just shows that, you know, the fans love it. They live and breathe Philly. I mean, not only us, but basketball, baseball, everything. I mean, they love it. And you want to be in a city like that. And I always say I don't think there's a better sports city than Philadelphia.
I like it. I appreciate it. And I'm not saying that Jalen might not think it, but he doesn't
vocalize
kind of put it.
It
out there. Say it again, James.
Vocalize it that way?
Yeah. He doesn't vocalize it. He doesn't – and let me put it this way. Jalen, other than, like, the Yoda – stuff that is interesting. I mean, there is an interesting sort of like this is different and
there's
kind of fascinating.
There's a depth to the way he thinks
He's
and talks.
There is
library of Yoda stuff.
He does, but other than that wing of his personality, which is interesting, the rest is dull. I mean, let's just be real. It's dull. He's got a dull personality.
The personality shows to the public. You don't know what he's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems he's the same way. He sits on the freaking bench all by himself during the games. I mean, like, we've seen the clip of him with his Alabama teammates when he's lifting the 600 pounds. So there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the sitting by yourself on the bench thing, I got a problem with that. I know there's some study up for the next series and what's the defense doing.
But that's the thing. It doesn't look like he's studying up. Like
staring into
he's not
staring
looking
that's right.
at the tablet or anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how many –
I did have some issue with that. And I think that's something that the team will say, hey, Jalen, that can be better. We need to see it different this coming year. I expect that's a thing of the past.
Here's another thing I think he's got to improve on. And, you know, man, is this going to sound nitpicky, but I'm going to say it because I believe it. I think he's got to win – now, hear me out fully here. He's got to win through adversity – and enjoy it more for the sake of his teammates. I thought he was a tremendous downer in October and November last year when they kept winning, and he kept bemoaning how they were winning. And look, So was I, to an extent. Okay, let's be clear. A lot of us, you know, were poking at, hey, this, and this. We're all kind of lucky, and they could have lost. And it's all true. But it's like, you know, John, you've been in those locker rooms right after the game when guys are celebrating. I've been there 10 minutes after the game when the locker rooms open, NFL lockers open, and media get to go in. There's a vibe in a locker room when a team wins a game, home or road. I mean, Jalen just – and I got to be very clear. I was not in the locker room last year after those wins, so I'm not speaking from a point of knowledge on him specifically. He strikes me, based on the many things he said publicly, like he's just sit at his stool guy after a win and just sit there. I could be wrong. Being clear, I could be wrong. Like, he was so – like, well,
the whole team didn't look like they're having fun last season. No one looked like they're having fun.
You got to find a way to enjoy it. You got to find a way to celebrate those wins. And that's something that the great coach, Andy Reid, the great coaches, they all talk about. It's so hard to win in this league, and you do have to sort of span that gap. The responsibility of being the leader that takes all of that on his shoulders, but also that takes the time to remind guys, hey, this is a game we need to enjoy. We need to support one another and love it. And it makes it easier to love it when you're having fun doing it. Winning helps you have fun. It all comes together.
I remember, John, you asked after one of the games, which they won, you said you were concerned about him because he just sounded miserable. I specifically remember you bringing that up.
Yeah.
I think it had an effect on the team. And I think back to, like, a situation with Andy in 04 when Andy made – it wasn't a bet. It was just an agreement. When Andy made that agreement with T.O. that if T.O. got to 15 touchdowns, Andy would wear the tights. And unfortunately, T.O. only got to 14 because of the injury. Like, that's fun.
That's fun.
Funny. That's personality. That's him driving his team through something goofy. Does Jalen have that in his bag?
That's the big red thing. That, you know, wow, that's something Nick doesn't have that yet. He doesn't have the stoicism built up to where the little things, the little interesting tidbits in personality make it seem different. I think Nick needs to build up some more cachet to have the serious stuff mean more to the guys.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and make sure you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
No way that Joe DeCamera is going to sit on a riverbank, a creek bank, or on the edge of a boat and take a hook on the end of a fishing line and put a worm on there while it's squirming and then put it in the water and wait. There is no way Joe DeCamera
Correct.
Is doing that. Have fun in your bath, Joe.
Yeah. No, I'll sit there on the boat and drink a beer, but I'm not touching a worm. I mean, what do I care?
Oh yeah.
I don't care.
Okay, I'll put the worm on for you. It'll be fun for you to reel the fish in.
Do that and hold my rod.
What?
Oh, my. What?
I can't hold the rod, too.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, multiple
reasons.
That's
what it's called, right?
There's
called a rod,
multiple
right?
problems with that. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah, let's bring another old guy here for $100 million. It's worked so well for us already. Mike Trout, you keep yourself out there with the Angels. I'm tired of the Phillies being the senior citizens club. Let's get some young guys in here. Time's yours.
We'll see.
Is that Ringo Starr?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be. That was pretty good. I think it was Ringo.
Was something.
I could care less what my coach or quarterback says in a press conference or an interview. I just care that they're both better than they were last year, which was average at best. Andy Reid used to say nothing, still says nothing, and he's a top-five coach of all time.
Yeah, Andy's unbelievable. All right, let's do one more.
Enough! How's that stop? It is Baba Reno. Nah, that ain't it.
Oh,
that's pretty good, man. I admit, that's pretty good. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, we got three different poll questions. The first... Are the Eagles a legitimate Super Bowl contender? John, yes or no? Where do you think people voted on this one?
60% say yes.
Pretty good. 64%. say yes. The second Twitter poll question, Sixers-Knicks series, who wins it? I think in our panel here was 4 out of 5 said Sixers. James, you were the only one that said
Knicks.
Yeah. So for those tuning in, James, give the quick why you're going Knicks.
I just think they're a better all-around team than the Sixers. You know, I think that they play well together. They
Because Embiid's injured?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the Sixers team I saw against the Heat. I think the Knicks are better. And that it takes everything into account, Embiid the whole thing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm counting on the fact that Embiid's going to get more comfortable and he's going to be more dominant as the series progresses.
All right, who wins the series? How do you think people voted, John?
I'm going to say 76% say the 76ers.
Once again, you're good. 73% say
By the way, it is officially an even series betting-wise now. Like, it's minus 110 versus minus 110, so it actually got to fully even.
You know, that's so rare, James.
So rare. For an NBA series like this, you never see it.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right, the final poll question. Do you think Nick Nurse will significantly limit Tobias Harris's playing time moving forward? I do not think he will. I think he should. I think he will slightly limit it. I don't think he will significantly limit it. John, where do you think the poll results came in this one?
80% say yes.
59% say yes. All right, we got to come up.
Better.
He better. That's right.
Jeez.
But I will say this.
It's
others,
not helping us.
Others got to step up.
Yes.
And it's not like they've got a bevy of great bench players. And you don't have
a lot more than they have in the past.
None of them other than Batum, who is obviously a future Hall of Famer. And a future NBA Finals MVP, Nick Batum, in 2 months. All right. None of them are that good.
That was an all-time performance.
It was.
Carson, you better get your head out of here.
Come on, man.
That's Joe Giglio hit the thing in the studio there.
Right?
He apologized.
Is Joe Giglio ripping Nick Batum?
I don't know.
Come on, Joe.
Hop on the mic, Joe. There we go.
All right, here we go. Here we're looking for the answer for who or what is untouchable.
Is it MC Hammer?
I think there's three that stand out.
That's the one for me.
The Roadrunner, but we think he probably was touched. MC Hammer and the Sun.
MC Hammer was so creative.
I love MC Hammer.
I agree.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
Great.
Martin. Voice cracked. Martin, congratulations.
What?
My voice cracked.
Please cut that, Jimmy.
I went
Please
it.
Cut that.
Yeah, we'll get it.
For next week. And we might need to hear that before Friday.
All right. Martin had the winning answer of MC Hammer, the real Hammer, following Dave Schultz, following Armin Gilliam and everyone else. All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it all. Man, there's a lot happening. Go Phils. Go Sixers. Flyers, go get your act together. Be in this spot next year.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.